Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Asteroids and comets, these were the stuff of childhood magazines, mysterious and potentially lethal. These lumps of rock, sometimes ice and gas, originate from the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, or they come from further afield, from the Kuiper belt, or perhaps even from further out from the outer reaches of the solar system. They continue on their orbits around the Sun, and we see some repeatedly, like Halley's Comet, which returns every 76 years. So if you're around in 2061, you'll get a chance to see it. One fine day, one of these rogue lumps of rock will slam into our planet. Such an impact, 65 million years ago, is widely believed to have killed off the dinosaurs. Gravitational tugs, orbital collisions and interstellar jostles occasionally perturb an asteroid or comet onto a wayward path, and off it goes, pulled mainly by the gravity of the Sun into an elliptical journey. Well, that's the story. And these bits of rock are remnants of the stellar disk that form the entire solar system that we live in with its planets and moons. But recently, something else crossed our radar, so to speak. Something from out there. It's about half a kilometre long, a very unusual cigar-shaped mass of rock or metal, reddish in colour, and is passing through our solar system at a hell of a lick. Named in Hawaii, where it was detected in October this year, Oumuamua, nobody knows quite how to pronounce it properly anyway, Oumuamua is the very first interstellar asteroid ever seen. It is the first of a new class called hyperbolic asteroids. The first observations were made by the Pan-STARRS telescope when the object was a mere 30 million kilometres from Earth, heading away from the Sun somewhere around Mercury and on its way out. It will pass Saturn's orbit in January 2019 and leave the solar system in roughly 20,000 years. How long the object's been drifting among the stars is unknown. It appears to come roughly from the direction of the star Vega in the constellation of Lyra, which is incidentally connected to the science fiction book Contact by Carl Sagan. But we don't know for sure where it's come from. Naturally, we'd love to know more about it, and the Initiative for Interstellar Studies has contemplated several options for sending a spacecraft to it, perhaps slingshotting around the Sun and Jupiter, but there are massive problems in doing this. Firstly, it's travelling at 26 kilometres per second, and getting to it in time before it's too far away is problematic. Then, being able to land on the asteroid would also be very difficult. This is a thin shard of material, perhaps as much as 160 metres in diameter. But it could be even a third of that. And travelling all that way to land on something so small and hurtling along at back speed is very, very difficult. How many such objects are around like that, we just don't know. Although our telescopes are getting more and more powerful, space is big and the asteroids are tiny. Sci-fi movies make it seem easy, or that we know what's, you know, everything that's out there, but this is far from the truth, and several recent large fireball explosions where meteors have exploded just above the surface of the Earth, and comets like the beautiful McNaught that we were treated to in 2007 appeared without great fanfare, and we hadn't detected them until they were upon us. Astronomers have long predicted this event could happen. Our solar system, perhaps like all others in its adolescence, was a turbulent place. As the planets swirled into shape, some of the bigger ones jostled nearby material, sending some of it flying toward the edge of the solar system and beyond. So there we are. Space is an unusual place. We don't know much about it yet. And many astronomers believe Oumuamua is one of these outcasts tossed out from its home system. Quite spooky. Well, if you'd like to hear a talk about ripples in space and time, the birth of gravitational wave astronomy, go to the observatory for 8 o'clock at night on 25th of November to hear Dr. Christian Hetlog talk about recent discoveries. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear and asteroid-free skies.